Okay, Aprakshana Bhuti, verse 133. Kushala Brahmavartayam, Kushala Brahmavartayam, Vrittihina Suraginaha, Vrittihina Suraginaha, Tepcha Jnani Tayat Nunam, Tepcha Jnani Tayat Nunam, Punarayantiyantiya, Punarayantiyantiya, Kushala Brahmavartayam, Kushala Brahmavartayam, Vrittihina Suraginaha, Vrittihina Suraginaha, Tepcha Jnani Tayat Nunam, Tepcha Jnani Tayat Nunam, Punarayantiyantiya, Punarayantiyantiya, Kushalaha Brahma Vartayam.
What is Varta? Do you have Varta?
Varta. Long two long arms, Varta. Do you have a Vartayam? Vritti Hinaha Suraginaha. Te Abdi Agnanitaya Nunam Punar Ayanti Yanti Ayanti Punar Ayanti Yanti Cha. So remember in the previous verse it ended with those for whom this knowledge is mature, they attain Brahman, which is the Sat, which is the reality, not the others who are merely saying the words. Okay. Now it goes, Kushalaha. Kushala means those who are clever or adept at something. So Kushalaha is the nominative plural. So it means Kushalaha Purushaha, those people who are Kushalas. Just leaving out the the noun, and you just supply the noun. Those clever ones, right? Kushalaha, Brahmavartayam, compound, ending in the locative singular, Varta is feminine, so Vartayam, feminine locative singular. Varta means like in the facts about Brahman. The Varta means like news or intelligence or. Like if you were reading a book on Brahman and you've learned all of the details, all of the intelligence, all of the news, all of the facts about Brahman.
Particularly?
Yeah. But it has to do with, you know, just book learning or rote. So those who are very adept in the Brahmavarta, all of the facts, knowing all of the facts of Brahman about Brahman, Brahmavartayam, but are vritti-hinaha. They are devoid of the vritti. Hina means without the vritti. Vritti, the vritti-vyapti, the recognition, the aparoksha-jnanam. Aparoksha-jnanam means that vritti, that, you know, the pala-vyapti, vritti-vyapti. The aparoksha-jnanam means that the mind has recognized immediately, directly, its own self. Okay. But they're vrittihinaha. They don't have that. There's no recognition. There's no knowledge. There's no aparoksha jnanam. Yeah, it could just be pundits who don't have aparoksha jnanam. They're devoid of that vritti. And suraginaha. They have a lot of raga. They're ones that raga.
Mm-hmm.
Raga dvesha. Su here just means a lot, very much. They have a lot of raga. Ragin means those who have raga. So su just means a lot.
So it's the plural again.
Raginaha is nominative plural from ragin.
Is it short for raga dvesha?
The dvesha is always included. If you say raga or dvesha, the two are going to go together, raga dvesha. So if you say raga, dvesha is going to be inclusive. But it means those who, you know, have a lot of raga. There's things that they want in the creation. I want this, I want that. I'm engaged in in obtaining my ananda in the creation.
I know a guy like that.
So notice that these kushalaha, vritti, hinaha, suraginaha, all nominative plurals. So these clever people, they're very adept in kind of a rote understanding all of the facts around Brahma, Brahma Vidya, but are devoid of the aparocha jnana, vritti hinaha, the direct immediate knowledge, and who, you know, are very engaged in the world, suraginaha. Te api, they also, referring back to the previous verse, they also, those kushalas also, they also, agnanitaya, agnanita, pitaya is instrumental from the ta affix, instrumental feminine, instrumental singular, the ta is the abstract. So agnanita, the state of being an agnani. Because of being an agnani, because of being an agnani, one who is ignorant, nunam, definitely, punar, again, ayanti yanticha, ayanti, they come, yanticha, and go. In English we just say, they come and go again and again. It means they're born, rebirth. They're born again and again. Ayanti is birth, yanti is death. They come and go, again and again and again.
And nunam is...
Definitely. With certainty, okay? Because of being agnanis, because they don't have knowledge. Because you can just say because of not having knowledge. Because they are ones who don't have knowledge. Because of being in the state of ignorance. Instrumental singular, using with that causal sense, because of being, right? Due to having ignorance. Everybody see? Any questions?
What? This kind of event, you
saw. Somehow I missed the taya.
Oh, do you know the tuam and ta affixes? Tuam and ta, abstract. Right. Think of the abstract.
The state of something.
Ta is feminine. So taya is the instrumental.
Instrumental feminine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So agnani, the agnani is one who doesn't have knowledge. Agnani ta, the state of not having knowledge, of being ignorant. Because due to being ignorant... Do you see it? Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Questions on this?
Why is this topic brought in here?
Because he's sometimes through doing the what we call the ninda or the censure or the criticism of a person who doesn't have knowledge, it highlights the pulla. If you don't have knowledge, you're going to be born again and again and again. If you don't have the, and it's not book learning, it's not good enough. You need the aparoksha jnana. You need to actually see it. It's not about being a pundit. It's about seeing it. If you don't see it, then it's samsara, birth after birth after birth. If you do see it, you're freed from that. So sometimes they'll do a ninda, a comparison between what do I get if I have knowledge, what happens if I don't? And it's just to highlight... it's a way of praising and highlighting the jnanam itself in order to give you a pravritti, to increase your pravritti, your desire to study.
Yeah, I want recognition.
And it seems to relate.
To see it and not see it again.
To see it and not see it?
Yeah.
You can see, and the not seeing is the samskaras and the traumas and complexes that come up and as though cover it. But if once you see it, your knowledge will outlast the trauma. It'll outlast the pratibandhika, the obstruction, because the obstructions are just states of mind that are temporary.
So right? Over time, then?
Over time, or even, like, say, for instance, you have clarity right now. You have clarity, but a complex comes up that's full of trauma and pain and all of these things.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And so that is, though, grabs you and takes all of your attention. It's as though you're now totally contained in that trauma. But that traumatic experience or that thing that's holding you can't last. It's time-bound. You have a traumatic experience or memory or complex or whatever. It comes, you're overwhelmed by it. But it goes, your knowledge doesn't go. Right? And so... then when it goes, even though it had kind of contained you for that time, it goes and you think, oh my God. But your knowledge is is left, your knowledge is what is left remaining. So there comes a time when these traumas, the force of them dissipate.
And so would this relate to this verse still, though, in the sense that, like, I wouldn't be reborn again?
They're saying here you won't be reborn again.
Even though it gets covered and...
You know, it depends. It can be, or... it depends on how much raga. Like, say you have complexes in the mind that cause you pain and cover your knowledge. Right? That's one condition. There's another condition where you have knowledge, but the vairagya isn't complete. And so there's still things that you want to do. So there's a pravritti, okay? If the pravritti is there, in spite of my knowledge, there's a lack of vairagya. So certain things still, I feel as a person, I need to experience. I want to experience these things in life. Then you will be reborn again. Mm. You know, probably. But if it's only painful traumas that are as though inhibiting your enjoying the fruit of this knowledge, which is shanti, which is ananda, the mind settled down, you're not really enjoying that to the fullest because of these traumas, what they say is that what they call videya mukti, when the prarabdha is finished and you drop the body, there's kind of a krama mukti, which means gradually... you won't take another body, but these things will be released, something like that. Because there's no pravritti, there's no raga, you know, just like, I want to take this birth, I want to do this still. There's only complexes that haven't haven't worked themselves out in this life, and so then you won't take another birth. Because the jnanam is there, the vairagya is there, but you haven't gotten over all of that. The complexes haven't had enough time to diffuse. See what I mean?
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
So no guarantees.
No, actually, that's very
guarantee
hopeful.
To me.
It's pretty good.
That's a pretty hopeful because statement.
It's hopeful. I'll tell you why. Because if you still have raga, means you still want to have some experiences in the world when you go, then what's the harm in that? There's a part of you that hasn't fulfilled those things. You still want to, so take another birth. You have to have the same sukha dukkha, all the problems that birth will bring you.
I guess my question is based on, you know, I don't want to go through suffering anymore, I think. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So I want
and
it
so,
to be over
so you probably,
finished.
Probably it'll be over for you then. Because you're not saying, in spite of all the suffering, I want to be a tennis player.
But this latter point,
on a good day,
which is a point that I actually hadn't really heard, you know, on the level of counseling, you know, in terms of darshana, I think it would be very comforting to someone who still suffers to know that suffering, as long as it's not embedded in raga, you can still be liberated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that actually is a concept I don't think I was very clear on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? In this very bhasha in the Taittiriya that we're doing, if you read the whole bhasha of the section that we're working on, Shankara actually discusses that. In that bhasha. Swamiji's discussed it in many different ways, but Shankara talks about it. In the Taittiriya bhasha that we've just been doing. So if you read that section, you'll get some.
This verse
very
really
very nice.
Relates to the previous verse where it talks about
the Shabdavadinaha. Those who are just, you know, speaking the words, but they don't.
Not the others.
They don't see it.
Yeah.
You know, so you can have like book learning. That's Panditjam. You really study the subject like we study other things, you know. You really study it. You understand it and all, but you have. It hasn't worked as a pramana for you, to where you have the aparoksha, the direct immediate knowledge. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's chant this and go to the next one. Kushala Brahma Vartayam.
Kushala Brahma Vartayam.
Vrittihina Suraginaha.
Vrittihina Suraginaha.
Tepya jnanitaya nunam.
Tepya jnanitaya nunam.
Punarayanti yanti cha.
Punarayanti yanti cha.
Nime sharatam natishtanti.
Nime sharatam natishtanti.
Vrittim brahmamayim vina.
Vrittim brahmamayim vina.
Yatha tishtanti brahmadyaha.
Yatha tishtanti brahmadyaha.
Sanakadya shikadiyaha.
Sanakadya shikadiyaha.
Nimesha artham na tishtanti vrittim brahma mayim vina. Yatha tishtanti brahmadyaha sanakadyaha sukadyaha. Brahma adyaha sanaka adyaha shuka adyaha. Nimesha, actually the word nimesha, it means the twinkling of an eye. Nimesha, just the twinkle of an eye. Just it means that just a moment. If they'll translate it as twinkle of an eye, nimesha. Nimesha ardham, half. Ardham means half. Half the twinkle of an eye. Just in half the twinkle of an eye. Na tishtanti. They do not remain. This is adverbial. They do not remain for even half a moment. Nimesha, like half the twinkle of an eye. We'd say just even half a moment. They don't remain. Na tishtanti. They don't stand. They don't remain. Third person singular. Third person plural. Present tense. Vrittim brahmamayim vina. Without a vritti, brahmamayim, which they don't remain for even a moment, for half a moment, without vina governing. Vina governs the accusative, instrumental, and fifth case ablative. So here's vina is governing the accusative. So without a vritti, brahmamayim, which is full of Brahman. So without a brahma vritti, without a vritti that is recognizing, that has aparoksha, that is aparoksha, that is recognizing is full of Brahman. Okay? So...
I'm sorry, what is the instrumental that's governing here?
I'm just saying that the word vina,
right,
like saha,
right,
vina governs three cases, accusative, instrumental, and ablative.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they're using the accusative.
Oh, I thought you said instrumental. Okay, sorry.
No, that was just one of the three, so I wanted you to know that vina governs three cases,
okay,
whereas saha, together with only governs the instrumental.
Right. Okay.
So without a vritti, which is brahma mayim. Mayim means composed of, made of, full of. So we're not going to say that in English, a vritti which is full of Brahman. But it means the very content of the vritti is Brahman. So it really means if I'm looking out here, it's like seeing the pot, but I see the clay of the pot. So I look out here, I see all of the nama rupa, all of the names and forms, everything that is here. But I don't miss Brahman. Right? So... this is Brahman, I see. I have the aparoksha jnanam, the recognition of the sat-chit, which is the very content of whatever I'm seeing. So if I look inside, just sat-chit. If I look here, it's sat-chit with nama-rupa, with name and form. Okay? So they don't remain for even half a moment without the brahma-mayim vritti. Vritti is feminine, so brahma-mayim, mayi is ad. That mayi is the feminine form to go with the vritti. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, then what? Yatha, just as tishtanti. Now he's giving the sampradaya. Brahma adyaha. Adya is the same as adi. It means the same thing. Beginning with. So, beginning with Brahmaji. Those beginning with Brahmaji, then Sanaka Adyaha, those beginning with Sanaka, and then Shuka Adyaha, then Shuka, those beginning with Shuka. So I believe from the Bhasha, and I don't have the details of this, that Brahmaji, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Brahmaji taught, I believe, Seneca, and Seneca taught Shuka. Mm. I think that's from reading the Bhasha. And I've read this before, but I don't remember the details.
We have that verse, remember, Shukalada? Yeah,
yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Doesn't Kiki know this?
No, she's very ignorant.
I can look this up, but I didn't have time, but I just took it from the Bhasha. Mm-hmm. You know?
And Tishtanti means the lineage.
That doesn't matter.
No, just remain. It doesn't mean the lineage.
Oh.
But I'm saying that Brahmaji taught Seneca, who taught Shuka.
Yeah.
And so Brahma and others, mm-hmm. Seneca and others, Shuka and others. So he's just saying, you know, there's a lineage.
Mm-hmm. So just as that lineage remains, he thinks?
No.
Tishtanti. Oh.
Just as they remain without half...
Okay.
Without, they don't remain. So just as... You have to go back to the... To the previous. Just as Brahmaji, Seneca, Shuka, and others don't remain even for half a minute without that person.
So it's a contrast.
No, it's the same.
Same.
Just as these people remain... with that Vritti, or they don't remain for even half a second without that Vritti.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In other words, they're always having that Vritti.
Exactly.
You're always what?
They always have that Vritti. You don't even want to be for a moment without that Vritti, because if you're a moment without that Vritti, you're in samsara. Right? Because if you're without that Vritti, then you're a jiva. Why would you be without that Vritti? Because some raga, some dvesha, some complexes kind of overwhelmed you.
Well, you never know.
Because they do not remain with it.
I mean, that Ferrari looks really nice.
Okay?
Yeah, that's great. It's kind of a
phrase. So all nominative plurals there?
Mm.
To go with Tishanti, Brahma Dhyaha, Seneca Dhyaha, Shukha Dhyaha. Ime Sharudhan Na Tishanti, Nime Sharudhan Na Tishanti, Vritim Brahma Mayim Vina, Vritim Brahma Mayim Vina, Yatha Tishanti Brahma Dhyaha, Yatha Tishanti Brahma Dhyaha, Seneca Dhyaha, Shukha Dhyaha. Seneca Jashikadeha Kariye Karanatayata Kariye Karanatayata Karamena Hikariyata Karamena Hikariyata Karanatuan Tato Gachet Karanatuan Tato Gachet Karya Bhave Vicharataha
Karya Bhave Vicharataha
Kariye karanatayata,
kariye karanatayata,
karane nahi kariyata,
karane nahi kariyata,
karanatvam tato gachet,
karanatvam tato gachet,
karya bhave vicharataha,
karya bhave vicharataha.
You know, the next apparently... The next 15 verses really deal with the teaching methodology. So it'll be interesting to go through these. We've moved away from, you know, equating the Ashtanga Yoga to have a kind of a Vedantic interpretation of Ashtanga Yoga and all of these other things that he does, 15 angas that he had mentioned. So now we're moving on really from this verse to the teaching methodology. Kariye karanata ayata karane nahi karayata karanatvam tataha gachet karya abhave vicharataha. Karya karana. Karya means effect, karana, cause. So karya karana. Karye, in the effect. Karanata, the karana, the karanata, cause, the abstract. The cause being the cause, that which is the cause. So you just say the cause. In the effect, the cause, ayata. Ayata, usually you think of ayata, it's a past passive participle, as to come, but it just means inheres. It abides in, it resides in. So if you use inheres as a good word,
what is it?
It follows after. In, to inhere, to inhere, I-N-H-E-R-E, to inhere in something. Means
interesting word, inhere.
Inhere.
Yeah.
Inherent.
It's inherent.
It's like it's an inherent. It inheres the verbal form of.
Oh. And what was the Sanskrit for that?
Ayata, and he says anugacchati in the Bhasha. Anugacchati means to follow. Like the cause follows along with the effect. So say if you have a lump of clay, you make a pot out of it. The cause, clay, will go into, it'll follow along, it'll go into the effect. So it inheres in the effect. It goes into the effect. It follows along into the effect. Okay. So just to think of the clay. Start out with the clay. You make a pot. The clay has gone along into the pot. Right? So the cause is there in the pot. So the cause is in the effect. You see, Edward?
Yeah.
Cause is in the effect. So locative singular. Then karanata is nominative singular feminine, ayata, past passive participle feminine, nominative singular. But karane, in the cause, nahi karyata. Now he has emphasis. In the cause, karyata, the cause, ayata. We share the verb, but the effect doesn't go into the cause. It doesn't inhere in the cause. Right? Because you can have the cause without the effect. Like with clay, if I have a lump of clay, there is no pot there. There's only the clay. But if I have the pot, there has to be the clay. But you can't have the pot without the clay. But you certainly have the clay without the pot. And so the cause is there in the effect, but the effect is not in the cause. You see that? So that karyata again is the nominative singular and that abstract ta ending, and karane is in the karane is in the locative singular. So far so good.
Yeah, that's the same as I'm in the mind, but the mind is not in me.
Mm-hmm. But here they're looking at, it's the same idea, it's the same anvayavyatireka type of thing. But this is you. We're doing this now in terms of cause effect. Okay.
Yeah.
Karana tvam. Now the tvam affix, which is the same as the ta affix, except it's neuter, right? Mm-hmm. Same abstract. So the state of being the cause. Tataha. Therefore, gachet goes. That's in the potential third person singular, but just use it as present. The continent twam, therefore, gachet. It would go. Definitely. So you just say it goes. The continent twam, tataha, therefore, gachet goes. Karya abhave, in the absence of the effect. Abhava means that in the absence and the non-existence of the effect, the karanatvam, the state of being a cause, goes. Right? Because if I have just the clay is not the cause of anything. Right? So if I take away the being a cause is only in reference to the effect, to like the pot. Then I'll say, what's the pot? What's the effect? What's the cause of the pot? The material cause? It's the clay. But if I'm looking at just clay itself, there's no cause-effect there. In the clay, there's just clay. So if I get rid of the effect, the karya, then the karana itself doesn't have this cause-effect relationship. So it says, the karana, when the state of being a cause, therefore, gachet, it goes, karya abhave, locative singular, in the abhava, in the absence, in the non-existence, of the karya, of the effect. Vicharataha, from analysis. How do you know this? From analysis. From the vichara. If you do vichara on this, if you do analysis on this, you see this to be the case.
The ablative
vichara. That taha is that tasil. That's the Panini Sutra tasil. It means the taha has that ablative case. It is an indeclinable that has the sense of the fifth case. Mm-hmm. Comes all the time. That's taha ending.
I missed something.
From, don't worry, okay. From vichara, from analysis. How do you know? How is this arrived at? That the cause inheres in the effect, but the effect doesn't inhere in the cause. Therefore, the state of being a cause, right, goes in the absence of the effect. Vicharataha. This you know, the idea is this you know from vichara, from analysis.
So if you take away the effect, the cause is gone? Is that what you're saying?
No, if you take away the effect, the state of that being a cause, the state of being a cause goes. Not the thing doesn't go.
Okay.
But the label of it as being a cause goes.
So that's really interesting, because that kind of takes away, like, saying the Brahman causes something, which is a problem.
That's right. There's no causality in Brahman at all. That's what they're getting at.
Right. But when Maya is there, then we think of causality. And when you take away Maya, Brahman still remains.
You think of causality, but then in the teaching through Vichara, you recognize that, in fact, Brahman is not a cause. Right. It's changeless.
Well, Danya just nailed it.
All right. Okay.
No, that's a big issue.
Let's chant. Everybody see it? It's a really nice verse. All these will be really, I think, pretty wonderful. Karye karanatayata.
Karye karanatayata.
Karane nahi karyata.
Karane nahi karyata.
Karanatvam tato gacchet.
Karanatvam tato gacchet.
Karya bhave vicharataha.
Karya bhave vicharataha.
Okay, let's stop here because I want to be able to spend a little time on the vocabulary. Mm-hmm.